Moving on to the Facebook case, which is my personal favorite on the criminal docket, because everyone and anyone who knows a teenager or other marginally irresponsible semi-adult should tell them to focus on this case and follow it with interest. This is a case that comes out of the Third Circuit. It's an interesting case because it's at the intersection of constitutional and criminal law, like many criminal cases, but this involves the First Amendment. The case involves a federal law that makes it a crime to threaten or injure another person when you communicate that threat through interstate commerce. And the question, in essence, in this case is whether threatening is in the eye of the beholder, or whether the government has to prove that you subjectively intended your speech to be a threat of bodily injury or death to another person. So the facts of this case are pretty interesting. The alleged threats at issue are Facebook posts, and the defendant, Anthony Alonis, his life was falling apart. His wife of 7 years had left him, taking their two children. He was a frequent poster on Facebook, but after this traumatic event in his life, he changed his Facebook persona to a rapper-like pseudonym from Anthony Alonis to Tone Alonis, which he later explained was his aspiring rapper pseudonym. His posts frequently took the form of rap lyrics that he had composed, and sometimes the language he used was very explicit and violent, not unlike the lyrics of some actual popular rap songs. Apparently, and this is kind of the interesting part to me, he would post disclaimers at the end of his posts explaining that the lyrics were fictitious, for entertainment purposes only, that he viewed his posts as kind of therapeutic and a way to deal with his frustration and his life falling apart. But the most interesting thing is that he explicitly referenced the First Amendment over and over again on his Facebook page, and at one point even predicted that he would be arrested for his Facebook posts and he would be laughing all the way to the bank when he won his, you know, constitutional claims against the government. You don't see many people advertising that they intend to kind of maybe sort of break the law, but they've got their defense already and they're going to tell you what that is. But one of the posts, I just want to read some of this so you get a flavor for this. One of the posts was directed at his ex-wife. I guess many of them were. But here's one. Hi, I'm Tone Alonis. Did you know that it's illegal for me to say I want to kill my wife? It's illegal. It's indirect criminal contempt. It's one of the only sentences I'm not allowed to say. Now, it's okay for me to say it right then, because I was just telling you that it's illegal for me to say I want to kill my wife. I'm not actually saying it. I also found out it's incredibly illegal, extremely illegal, to go on Facebook and say something like, the best place to fire a mortar launcher at her house would be from the cornfield behind it because of the easy access to the Gateway Road, and you'd have a clear line of sight through the sunroom. Insanely illegal. Ridiculously, recklessly, insanely illegal. It goes on from there. And another one posted right after a visit from an FBI agent to his home, his prediction coming true. He's getting the attention that he was obviously looking for. He composed a little rap about her, which in part says the following. Little agent lady stood so close, took all the strength I had not to turn the blank ghost. Pull my knife, flick my wrist, and slit her throat. Leave her bleeding from her jugular in the arms of her partner. So that this stuff is pretty explicit, and, you know, if not for the context. And so the basic question before the court is whether the government had to prove that he subjectively intended to threaten, or whether it's enough that a reasonable person, and probably everyone in this room, and including his wife, perceived it as a threat. He argues subjective intent is required to avoid a conflict with the First Amendment, because otherwise, speech that really is meant to be expression that's not a true threat would be chilled.